Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Hey, go, fellas.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pauly one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been up pool. She an addict, addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Daddy, have you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be drippin' to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, foul tackle. In the middle of the field like...
Cut the
goddamn,
cut the music.
Good what's going on, me boy?
Kimo, cut the goddamn music. What the hell going on? Cut the music. Get somebody get Randy on the goddamn phone.
Oh, shit.
What you want with Randy? What's going on with Randy?
Somebody get Randy on the goddamn phone. He needs to get a hold of this shit. I'm tired of him. Cut the goddamn music. Somebody get Chase the Great. Somebody get Chase the Great on the motherfucking phone. Somebody get Chase the Great on the goddamn phone. I want to congratulate him. Get Randy on the phone. I got some questions I got to ask him. Don't put them on goddamn music. Take the lead off the record player.
Damn. What the fuck is going on?
Get him with the mic on. He got to win. Get him on.
God damn.
That's a goddamn music,
God,
man.
Damn.
I can't
damn,
get
up. Come in a friend. What the fuck going on?
Get Randy on the goddamn phone. I need to talk to Randy. Get Randy on the goddamn phone. Push pause. Get him on. Goddamn, they sent the wrong goddamn young money down the road.
Wait a minute. Why
are
you saying they sending
the
wrong young money down the road? What happened?
Listen, they're supposed to send young money elite. Just send young money out.
Who
went there? Get Randy on the goddamn phone, man. I need to talk to him.
I know it's his birthday.
He drinking champagne and all that. He need to stop it.
If they said the young money, who the fuck? What you say,
Nipah? Listen. The son bitch that was here in Milo, goddamn it, he should have been. They should have been vice versa.
Mm. So you mean to tell me Bob and them ain't worthy of getting on the highway, huh?
Get that goddamn, anybody find Randy, man, Tate the Great, I want to congratulate Tate the Great. It's a lot of bullshit going on the internet, man. People calling people out knowing the track is going to be closed due to heat. I got to find out what the fuck is going on, man. It's a lot of pump faking going on. We got to get to the bottom of it, man. This shit got to stop.
Huh.
Somebody get Boss Bynes on the phone, too, man. I want to ask Boss Bynes what he thinks about all this shit going on.
Goddamn. Man, my man stopped my goddamn music, man.
Stop the damn music, man. I don't want to hear about no Hellcat on that and that. I mean, we need to find out what's going on.
Well,
what that guy that left his 9-to-5 on the shelf? Where you get him on the phone to?
Good God, on the phone. What you talking about, Bud? Bud, you know Bud got rid of his 9-to-5.
Left it on the shelf, they said. That's the song they say. Left it on the shelf. Right, get him on the phone too. I need somebody to tell me what happened down there.
Wait a minute. That nigga, he quit another one and another one. Get that motherfucker who quit his 9-to-5.
Where everybody at, man? Everybody quiet now. What's going on? Everybody
yeah,
quiet
people,
now. What's
quiet
going on? Everybody at?
On and stop the motherfucking show. Get this nigga on. I don't know what went on. You stop the show.
Hey, look, I'm trying to find out too. What's going on? Send a smoke signal.
I don't know.
We on. Send something. That's a lesson or something. That's some shit like that in there.
Well, I told everybody. Uh-oh, I see some hands up. We got them. I'm finna let y'all in.
Bring them on in. Don't announce their name. Just bring them in, Kimo. Just bring the goddamn numbers. Just bring them in.
I'm trying to figure out what you want to talk to Randy for.
Who is that I'm talking to?
Man, you know who it is. I don't even know. What is you, like a citizen, a fucking
yeah,
fan
yeah,
of you or something? You was a citizen of a fan?
Yeah,
what
yeah, but hold on. I want to ask you this, though.
Okay,
Randy.
What happened to
okay,
Ride or Die? Did they say a fuck out?
Yeah, the car broke. Yeah, we paid.
Oh, yeah, the car
we
broke? I heard a different story. I didn't hear it broke. Okay.
Well, check this out.
Okay,
we went 40 minutes away. Okay, let's check this out. I'll let you talk. We went 40
go
minutes
ahead.
Away.
Go
paid $200. We can't talk together.
Okay.
We went 40 minutes away to pay $200.
You keep saying
damn,
we.
Would you let me talk?
I don't got no we behind. I ain't no we behind me. I don't got no we.
I don't know.
I don't think
Skip
had a we.
Well, check this out.
But you going to say we. Go ahead. We who?
Okay. Okay. We went 40 minutes away to pay $200. We didn't go 16
did you go to the track? Did you go to the track?
Oh.
Did you go to the track?
I was there, Black.
Okay,
now, wait, hold on. Now you're trying to overtalk me. Now, scoot your punk ass to the side. Get Randy on the phone. I want to talk to Randy.
What
I don't want to talk to you.
What you want to talk to him for?
Black, can I talk to Randy, man? I said, can I talk to
I'm
Randy?
I'm just saying, when the last
show,
time, when how the last time you seen Randy race? Why you want to talk to Randy?
Wait a minute, goddamn, can I talk to Randy? I asked to talk to Black. I said, Randy.
I'm
Randy.
To
I didn't say
day.
Randy. I didn't say the Randy stunt double. I didn't say nothing like that. I said
you
Randy.
Talk to him every day, motherfucker. Me, Bob, when I say
no,
you,
I
want to
talk to him today.
Nah, I know.
I want to talk to him today.
Be on the phone too. I'm fucking you up,
Levi.
Next time I see you at the shop, I'm going on mute.
I hope you do, Black. Hey, Black. Where can I meet you at? I want to get fucked up right away, not the track, right away. But anyway, can somebody get Randy on? I said
this the day after his birthday. This the day after his birthday, man. He's chilling.
God, I said Randy, man. I didn't say the Randy stunt double. I didn't say the Randy looking like. I didn't say nothing like that. Did I say Randy stunt double? Did I say Randy looking like? Did I say the wannabe?
Good.
I didn't say
God,
nothing like that. I said get Randy on.
Okay.
I'm going to go mute the Randy on phone. Y'all going with the phone, Kimo.
Golly.
I'm going on mute. I mean, you got on the phone. You call him. Hell.
Golly, motherfucker.
I'm a family
I got on for myself. Y'all talking about me.
I don't know why the hell y'all need to talk about Randy. What we
say about you, Black? Like, they made you thought we were talking about you. I know exactly what I mean. I give y'all something to talk about every week. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, Lord. What does it sound like, Black? Did I say get Randy on the phone, or did I say we talking about Black?
I said I give y'all something to talk about every week. It sounds like I'm racing every week.
I'm winning on Tuesday. Randy.
Okay.
Randy Jackson. All I will. You know what I'm saying? Get him on. Somebody like that. This ain't got to start with Randy.
Randy is on the phone,
I can't believe they got these clowns on the phone, man. I'm saying, Father Don ain't got shit over there to lock me in with.
I cannot hear Randy.
I don't know. Call him on your personal line. You got his number. You got his number, people.
They said he was on the phone, Black. I can't hear while you're talking.
That was him. That was him with all that background noise, like he had a club or something. All
right, now, yeah, look. When you get Randy on, when you get out of getting in a fire space, I come off mute. I'm going on mute right now. I'm tired of Timo. I'm glad you cut the damn music. I'm sorry you cut your music short. I'm just, you know.
Meatball, won't you?
I'm down at Blues in the Park, man. What is it?
Okay, listen. I don't mean to interrupt you. It's your birthday, man, but you got to get on here with this shit, all right?
I can't hear you.
I know you don't want to hear me. Call me when you get to a quiet place.
You say what?
Hey, Will, don't worry about it. You can't hear me, Will. I'm going on here, Will.
Meatball, I got you. Why, man? What happened, man? Because somebody lost, right?
No, you seen the internet. Come home, man. Come home.
I think Rod Jack got their ass blew out last night, too, didn't they?
Who did?
Y'all did, didn't y'all?
No, we paid a $200 punk out, Randy, the car broke.
Man, that's a loss.
Yeah, that's a lot. We got 40 minutes for somebody to pay $200. We ain't going to spoil that 24 hours around the clock to pay. All right. Randy, come home, Randy. Randy, would you please come home?
Yeah, man, I'm on my way back.
Come home. Do you mean like
you come home?
Pay your money.
Hold on. I'm talking to Randy. I'm talking to Randy, James. Give me a minute. Okay. Randy, would you come home?
Yeah, I'm going to make a rapid return. Don't worry about it.
Okay, man, I appreciate it, man. Hey, Timo, you can resume the show, man. It's a lot of ass whooping, whatever. Randy said he's coming home. I'm going back over.
Hey.
I think
James Black owed me $100.
Damn. I owe you $100 from what?
Didn't we have a bet? I told you I was betting $100 you're going to get your ass whooped down there. It didn't matter. You got your ass whooped down there, so I was betting against you with every card you raised.
Man, this is a faggot ass. How they keep letting this nigga on the phone, man? All these niggas ain't
the same reason why they keep letting your ass. The same reason why they keep letting your ass go down the phone.
All these niggas
same reason.
They just got shit and ain't doing shit. They got so much to say. It's crazy. How the fuck is all y'all niggas doing that? And ain't got shit
on,
to do
man.
With.
Hold on,
ain't always got so much
on,
to
man.
Say.
Thanks.
Good
hey,
God
Almighty. Meatball.
I think you.
Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, Will. I'm off mute. Go ahead.
We got Handball now. Handball.
What up, though?
They said you got yesterday.
That's my Hamilton Mike. You put that on work yesterday. We'd like to congratulate you. We like you got the car coming around.
Yeah. This
it felt good to get down last night, huh? Didn't he beat you like 3 times last year?
Yeah, yeah. As long as you
can
get something
fun,
something back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ain't no problem with that.
The track was working pretty good.
Not
until the sun went down.
Oh, when the sun went down, it went to working, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good to be back at Milan, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They say your son got out there bitching, huh?
Especially to be with someone that put some money in the damn place, man.
Yeah. I ain't get a chance to come out there and see it.
It's real nice out there, you know. They repaid, but track ain't gonna quite be ready. I don't think so until probably the end of July.
Mm-hmm. It'll be right back where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, hoping so anyway.
The news man want to go on some get back.
Yeah, I told him we can try it at 42.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time from now.
Hey, that's the time he picked.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I hear you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, we just wanted to tell you, man.
I tried to give him last night, but he said, not right now.
He said he ain't
want
to know
that.
Tell
me, you made him say no mercy. No fucking mercy.
Not right now.
Dang. That one got that bitch right.
I can't be biased, Will. I can't be biased now. Randy coming home. I'm happy. But big shout out to Big Quarantine with Brandon. Brandon, you know, he got out there. He put that work in. I got to give a shout out to my buddy now. He put that work in.
Who, Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon here. Yeah. Brandon in quarantine put some work in. Young money at me. Young money at me. I'm going on mute.
Did you say young money elite? Is that what you just said?
God damn. That's what he said. Damn. I heard that one. You got crazy, man.
Is they getting Bub on tonight?
Young money team. Oh, man. You know Bub ain't coming on. You know that man ain't coming on now.
They might want to look in the back seat. If Bob and them still on the road, man, they might want to look in the back seat and see if he ain't hanging from the goddamn thing where you hang your goddamn clothes with it. I'm going on me.
Good God Almighty.
You think you gonna hang yourself like that?
Huh?
You think he gonna hang yourself?
Hang your
home. They said, Bub gonna hang yourself. He can't. He done forgot how to win. They said, Bub forgot how to win. Damn. Just God Almighty. 662.
Hey, James, you didn't get the W down there yesterday or the other day?
Man,
another one.
On Hamilton, Mike. He took another L, man.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who
rate that?
Black Malibu? Hey, Hamilton Mike, you better choose your words wisely. I'm trying to find out who did he lose. I knew he was supposed to be locked in with some Malibu.
You better choose it wisely, Mike Hamilton. Quarantine will get down on that ass.
Well, you know what? At 42, Quarantine might just have to show me he can do that.
Why we got to wait so long? Quarantine ain't got oil pressure. You got oil pressure.
Because I'm not doing that until then.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm going on mute. I'm going on mute. He was trying to run Juice Man back, but they don't want none of that quarantine, though, huh? Oh, shit, I smell bullshit.
My, I ain't say I didn't want none of quarantine. I told you that I would holler at quarantine on my terms. I'm not going to rape you
okay.
You when you want me to rape you.
Okay,
no,
I'm
going to rape
no,
you
I
when
just,
I think
I'm
going to
I just seen you went through juice, man, so I figured I was next in line or the G-body.
You
That's
are
a,
next
I
in
was,
line.
Okay. All right.
You are next to him. You just make
okay,
sure you
okay,
be a 22
okay,
with that motherfucker. That's what you do.
Okay. All right.
Hey, we got Tate on. Tate, say you on. Tate. Hey. Come on, mute, Tate.
What up,
though? Yeah, Tate. Hey, man. Who got all the background noise, man?
What up?
And we want to all the commentators want to congratulate you on your good race, man. I know y'all had a ball out there.
I appreciate
Friday
it.
Friday and Saturday.
So,
I know you thought the rain was coming in. What it show rain on Saturday or something?
No, I wasn't really watching it no more. But after I got there Friday, they said sometimes Friday early it starts showing rain for Saturday. Fuck Saturday up. You know, they down that way, shit. Once them motherfuckers think that, shit, they going to pick up the deck. It was another deck down south. And Boney, they going to pick up the deck.
Okay. All right, you good. You got that monkey off your back. Got that motherfucker first shootout win in the wind.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I told him, boy, I said, man, how long has it been coming you been fucking with that car? Because you was having them crashes. That shit been about 10 years, ain't it?
No, hell, about 3 years. In a row, you talking about life?
Yeah, you had a nice little run every year for a while.
Yeah, well,
Until you got...
I don't remember about that pop back, but it wasn't every year, but hell, it was too many times. Yeah, never put it like that. Yeah. I ain't trying to go back down there every time. Yeah.
Hey, you got that motherfucker right. Hey, I looked at you when the bitch went down through that. You said, ooh, and turned around and stopped smiling. I say, damn, tell you that fucked him up. They fucked him up bad, too. Good God Almighty.
They thought they had something soft.
Yeah,
with that red car, every motherfucker at the track was betting against me.
They said they probably was giving eyes on their money down there. That motherfucker Mustang Walker say, man, I'm fucked up off that race right there. He say, fuck. I say, damn. Mustang Walker must have had you lose. He must have bet some cheese on that one.
No,
he said he was gonna lose that bitch.
No, he said from looking at my shakedowns, it looked like I need the back tire and the brake from all them cars in the shootout.
Dang.
I don't
know. Well, you, hey, you did your motherfucking thing. That's all I can say. What's the next race you hit?
I was supposed to go to Texas, but I don't know right now. See, I got some wire issues. I got to try to get the bugs out of the wire issues. If I can get them straight out, I'll be in Ohio. I'll be in Roy at 42.
Oh, what's Texas? D&D, Ray?
I was fighting some wiring issues the whole fucking time. Aaron was over there. They seen that shit.
Damn. That motherfucking cars give a lot of problems, man.
Well, it gives a problem. We cut the power on. As soon as you cut the power on with no switches on the switch panel in the on position, all the nitrous was coming on.
Damn. Spraying down in the motor?
No, it wasn't spraying, Will, because the bottles ain't open. But I'm just saying.
The solenoid
is clicking. Like, they clicking like you done tried to cut a hole when they come up.
Dang. How the fuck y'all figured it out?
Back.
What was
and
it?
My race back. We didn't figure it out. That's why I was shit. I was nervous all weekend. Shit, we didn't figure it out. It just stopped all of a sudden. Then the race pack, my race pack wasn't recording. I don't know what the fuck happened. I mean, so we really just winged it. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, we winged it. with Daddy Lester shit going on. We just winged it.
Hey. Bad motherfucker, this. You're bad Jack man, you wing it like that, though. The Jack Green,
Jack
bad Green, motherfucker.
Yep, he winged it. I'm telling you the real. He winged it. He ain't have shit to look at.
Yeah, he good. He good. That's all I can say. He a bad motherfucker. And the track was kind of shaky for a while, too, until they got it together.
And the track was tricky. It was tricky, like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we got to say congratulations. They back talking about James Black. What are all grudge races? What's the big grudge race that we know? Cars that we know? Since James Black and we saw you was in the shootout.
Hey, look, Will, I'd be lying to you if I told y'all I know him. It was some grudge race, but I didn't know the name of them cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, we don't know a lot of the down south cars though. Did my man bet anything with that Camaro? Did they bet? When you pulled up on him with the golf cart, you told him we gonna bet a little something. Did they get up there?
They only bet $500, but I scraped the sideline up. I just had to go my pile, they motherfucker, man.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, shit. Man, congratulate. That's where you gonna do your race at every year? I know that was kind of a short notice right there when you threw that
short notice, so yeah. Most likely, yeah, that's if I'm going to do something next year, yeah, that's what it's going
to be. So don't know, ain't nobody doing nothing in Huntsville no more?
Yeah, they still throwing shit over there, but the guy who owned it, TT passed away, so you got to deal with the wife, and she kind of hard to deal with. So ain't nobody doing a whole lot of shit over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a curfew. They got a curfew and shit. That shootout that we just did didn't start at 12:30 a.m. So you go down there, and you in all that heat, and motherfuckers don't start really going down the track to 8 o'clock. So if you got to close at 11, that ain't no good.
Right. Yeah, it's so motherfucking hot down there. So Andy Mack didn't show up, what he was scared of the rain.
No. Frankie Guerrero got COVID. Called COVID, and they come together with Phil. He said he wouldn't have had no help, so he had to back out too.
Okay. I got you. I feel you, but hey, it is what it is. You got a couple races in. You might win Bear of the Week this week. Never know. What dog?
Man, who knows what dog, man? Yeah. Hey, they've been on the phone all morning trying to get me and Bobby to fall out because Bobby didn't come. I said, man, I'm not talking with Bobby. Did I expect him to be scared? Yeah, but he said he couldn't make it because he had to go to work. Shit, that's it. Man, I'm not arguing with him. Hey, I ain't even arguing with no motherfucker about that. Same to all get on his ass, Tate. Man, I ain't no puppet. Same get on a motherfucker ass. I just told you, I ain't arguing with no motherfucker that couldn't make it. That's it. That's all they couldn't make it. They can't.
Yeah.
You know what I don't
hey, well, one thing they're going to do, they'll do anything to downplay what another nigga accomplished. You know what I'm saying? They want to cause some controversy with me and Bobby to overshadow a motherfucker whooping some ass. But
most of the guys that want to talk about, you ain't called that dude, they come this race. The vast majority that say that, they ain't never took a car up and down the road. They sell, but they worried about what a motherfucker taking their car up and down the road. Man, y'all ain't never had a car to go to nowhere. Man, the fuck are you worried about if a nigga go to a race? They don't know what it is to take a goddamn car and the crew up and down the highway with them. Why he ain't coming here? Why he ain't come there? Because, bitch, you ain't send no money so he can make it there. Motherfucker.
But listen, Kimo, Don Ye didn't even come. I ain't never even questioned him why he come. He just said I ain't going to be able to make it. I ain't asking why, none of that. I don't have no hard feelings behind it. I mean, they just trying to make a controversy up to overshadow me winning those races. You know what I'm saying? Winning that. You see what I'm saying? That's Jamie. That's all he's trying to do. He don't want nobody to talk about what I just did.
Well,
Damn, you put a name on it, Tate. Hey, you a bad motherfucker. That goddamn Tate is rough. Yeah.
But mark my words, it won't be long. It won't be long before he goddamn get what he looking for. I ain't in the business of arguing with him about this shit. I done argued with him enough earlier this year. I ain't arguing with him no more. He got mad at that. I'm just saying, man, I'm not going to argue with you about no stupid ass shit you trying to bring up about who didn't come and this and that. Man, I don't need you to defend me. Why is you worried about who didn't show up? You know what I'm saying? Since when you care about who showed up to my shit and you ain't come yourself, man, knock it off, man.
Thanks.
I ain't gonna argue with them. I ain't gonna give them satisfaction tomorrow. I ain't gonna argue.
So we got to get old Bub on. Where Bub at? Keep my car, Bub.
Be on with us.
A couple guys wanted you to get on. I'm getting Texas, Bub. We need you on.
Bub getting on every other week talking about how he the baddest motherfucker, the coldest hits and coldest that. They just put that nigga on ice or something. Why don't
y'all get Brandon on and let Brandon talk? He won. We didn't win. He's been out here talking for college. Why is always the negative? I'm about our weekend. He had sent the car to Michigan, and we drove our ass all the way down there to support Tate. Now, how many other race teams got Tate cars and won't do no bear shit like that? Man, y'all
I mean, fuck. 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 I mean,
fuck. I mean, fuck. I mean, fuck.
I mean, fuck. I mean, fuck. I mean, fuck. I mean, fuck. I mean, fuck. I mean,
somebody call Brandon. Get Brandon on here. We're going to have Bub and Brandon talk at the same time.
Now, Bub can't talk while Brandon's talking. Brandon a winner here. That motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all got to glorify the winning like y'all do the losing. If you ain't going to do that, then start glorifying all these motherfucking cars coming out that ain't never came out. Glorify that.
Uh-oh. Hey, y'all got to
Lil' Will, everybody out here talking about what happened down south. Ain't nobody talking about what whole ass Pace still did.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
He gate hustling. He had everybody thinking he was going to race David Wilson, and he didn't even plan on raising David Wilson, and he going to tell him. He ain't set no time on the race, so he gonna wait till it rain, and he ain't gonna pay him the fuck out.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
Oh shit! Get him on.
Hey, so get your punk ass on.
Yeah. Hey, Lil Will, and they trying to charge $30 for parking at that bitch now.
$30
for parking. Gotta
leave that 9 to 5 up on the shit.
Hold on, is that peso or is that the gas track on
that? You said what?
Is that peso doing that or is that the track on?
Man, that's Peso doing that because he did that shit at Ugly. Charged for parking at Ugly. He the one started that shit at LaPierre. It's $20 at LaPierre. It's $30 at Miley.
We need you in there, Peso.
But
I gotta get you on.
Peso, you gay hustling, boy. What's going on? You gay hustling, nigga. You ain't racing. You say you don't race. And they said you're trying to spend it on.
Oh, we can't
get
you, Kimo.
What's going on? Huh?
You far away from the phone.
Hey, Kimo, he made money on the race. He could at least gave the man the fuck out. God damn.
Yeah.
Peso,
where you at, boy? Address this shit.
Peso.
That
nigga
people
crazy.
Peso. Yeah. Yeah. What do you say?
They said something about I don't know what. Repeat it. Somebody go from the top, but I had to click over and call.
Hey, they say your motherfucking ass car, set it out of the park. You waited till it rained. You didn't want to race that guy. What's going on with this whole shit, man? They say you're gay hustling
now. I ain't got nothing to say to your hate, man. You weren't even there.
What up, Dow?
I really can't talk like that. I know I'm down in New Orleans.
Well, you can talk like that. New Orleans ain't their phone work in New Orleans. They say you were charging $30 a parking at Milan. They say you had something to do, had your hands in it. Is that
at Milan? This ain't got nothing to do with Milan. You put it with this.
We ain't got nothing to do with Milan, Will.
Who was that? That's funny, man. You're calling that my motherfucker.
Hey, you said they were charging. How much, Will?
$30 for parking, cut.
Man, I ain't had shit to do with that. You know why they charge for parking now?
Because
a lot of people park. Listen, no. A lot of people park next to race cars and scratch people's cars up and shit. So if you want to park next to them,
But look, what that got to do with them, though? That ain't got shit to do with them. Give it to the people then, motherfucker. They ain't paying for nobody's shit.
Well, goddamn, they charge $30 to park because they're scratching people's race cars up, shit. So you could pay $30 to scratch somebody's shit up? Is that what you're saying?
They trying to deter them from parking.
I ain't going to even lie to you. Nah, that ain't what it is. They seen they could get away with it, it'll appear. So now he want to take it everywhere he go.
I'm
coming off of mute. You mean to tell me they charge you $30 a pocket?
Get Leon out of there. Get Leon out of there.
It ain't even valet, Leon. It ain't even valet. You got to park your own shit.
You mean to tell me I got to spread the word and don't go to Miley now? They charge it?
Lord, have mercy.
Get him out of there, Kimo.
Come on, man. Don't get me out of there, Kimo.
Y'all look at Janine. Don't kick on somebody's ass up there in Miley.
Hey, listen.
Get your old ass up, kid. Janine don't run the track no more.
Hey, listen.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened when we sat here and now that stuff to go on and we the ones supporting the damn track now. Come on now.
Hey, but look,
y'all
Leon,
can't let that
I ain't even going to lie to you. I don't even think it's the track, Leon. It's Peso.
I don't believe that.
We ain't never had the park get up. I mean, at Lapeer until he started throwing them event. Then it was $20.
I don't believe that. Don't put that on that man. That's a man. Don't do that man like that. That's a man.
Hey, Kimo, don't give him no break.
Hold on, Leon.
Keep going, Kimo. I like that.
No, you don't, Mo. Leave him alone.
I like that, Kimo.
Kimo, y'all been hating on me since I started, man. Kimo ain't never wanted to be too bad.
You ain't shit to hate on, nigga.
So why you talking about
all that shit, nigga? Get off my show, bitch.
Talk to me then. Talk to me like a man. Stop talking like a little bitch.
Yeah, fuck.
Damn.
Hey, keep it up, Chemo. Keep it up, Chemo. I like that, Chemo.
Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
He having them races, and then he got to charge them up for $30 a pot.
Oh, man.
Dog, we just charge the shit parking everywhere, dog. I do the same. We do the same shit everywhere. It's free parking. But if somebody, let me make that clear. Free parking at my event.
Hey, Chemo.
$30 to park on the pit side to keep people from all over there. You go any race in the world.
Hey,
42, Milan, Ugly, Lapeer. We
you
all
ain't
got to
pay for no parking in no 131.
Showed up.
We showed up. Pit parking. I was
not long. I've been going there.
Cars, nobody with a trailer to park. If a car is without a trailer, they can park for free or they pay for pit parking. That's everywhere. We charge for it at Lapeer. We charge for it at
Peso.
You started it. You started it.
So we've been doing it for free for years.
I don't remember that.
What did y'all talk about?
Peso,
I
got a question.
Complained about how crazy the pits are. Y'all, all the pits are crazy. I go to the South Bay charge $75 to park on pit time.
Yeah,
I go to the South Bay charge $30 to $40 to get in the track.
This ain't the
I
South.
$25, free parking, video game trailer, DJ, had a whole cook-off event, had a Power Wheels event.
And
y'all want to come over here and talk some shit, nigga? Come on, man.
Hey, Peso.
Hey, none of them niggas on this phone called me and say, Peso, good event. Y'all want to talk about the parking and the fact that I couldn't get my car to work.
Hey, Chemo. Hey, Peso, what the fuck you want to do with that weak-ass Mustang?
We can lock in for 42.
No, we can lock in for this week, any Friday or Wednesday. What the fuck
okay.
you want
to
do in mine? I'll take your ass
to
mine.
With all your, what you want to do. And when I ask you, say what the fuck you want to do. Nigga, race me at 42 or race me
at
Mayhem.
We talking about, I'll take your ass to Milan, man. I go, I come to Milan. I come to Milan and pull your ass out, man.
Okay, show me something then.
What you want to do? I want to get on the internet, dog. I want to do it now.
Okay.
So what, 500 on 2,000 or better at Milan next Friday.
Nigga, I'm not about to keep talking to you like you're illiterate. Those are the next days I'll be available to race. Until then, I got to get my shit together. So if you don't want to race me, then
okay.
don't talk to me.
Well, stay your ass off the internet talking about fucking me up, boy.
Well, listen, little bitty boy. I just gave you 2 days to lock in.
You ain't did. Fuck, look, ain't nobody been waiting on 2 months. We talking about now. I come to mining on your ass.
It's July, bro.
I come to mining on you, man. I come to mining on you. Okay, well, what you want to do Friday? What's wrong with Saturday or Friday? Saturday or Friday? You pick one of them days.
Listen, man. Do you want to race me or not? I told you when I'm available.
I'm going to beat your ass. That slow ass shit you
okay,
got, boy.
Okay, lock in. Lock the fuck in for 42. Week, nigga,
stop.
5 on 2,000 better.
No, this weekend.
Okay,
this weekend.
Talking. Go back on mute.
That shit, you're a crook. Hey, Chemo, now y'all see he a crook. You see he a fucking
man.
Crook. He trying to charge the motherfucker $30 for fucking parking.
I don't even hold that in, Leon.
Come to that shit. I went to a lot of races. You know very well I ain't went to no fucking race charging no $30, man. Goddamn crook. Yeah, Chemo.
You know what? Y'all probably don't. Y'all don't fuck with my events. That's why y'all don't know how they ran. That's okay with
you.
I'm do what I gotta do.
I'm a bootleg. You bitch your ass just said you charging folks. Hey, that man, that punk out money give you this race.
Not a bootleg.
You supposed to give up 500. You waited till the rain for you won't pay no money. You know you supposed to race that man that weak ass shit you got.
Man, listen, man,
Junkyard,
you tell me he didn't pay the man because he go talking about he was waiting on the rain. He ain't set a time.
No,
we didn't say that.
You pay the man to punk out and you didn't race.
Hey, where the man that I locked in with? Because everybody on the phone ain't got shit to say but what they thought they heard.
Why you didn't pay the punk out?
Because I have reasons. Why is that your problem?
Because you didn't pay the man. You had the man come all the way out there, and you ain't race.
I didn't have the man come all the way out there for that. The man was coming regardless. I locked the man,
whatever,
and the reason why they did was my reason. You know what I'm saying? I asked the man, did he want to get paid? He said he want to race.
What up? It's tomorrow.
So we raced.
Tomorrow,
we locked
yeah.
in. We locked
yeah.
in the race.
A whole lot of capital on this motherfucker.
Hey, exactly what I told you tomorrow was going to happen. No.
Hey, hey, this tomorrow. Hey, this tomorrow. We talked about it. We talked about it. We good.
Yeah, I know y'all talked about it, but he did exactly what I told
you.
He did exactly what I told him.
Everybody on this bitch is going to be
a whole lot of motherfucking capital going on around here.
Always.
Sound like a crooked ass nigga. That nigga is crook.
We talked about it.
Ain't nobody locked in with nobody. We got everything to say.
Hey, so quit being your own black people, man. You can't keep doing that.
The race don't happen.
Yeah, but it didn't happen when it was supposed to happen.
Get to say, but hating ass shit, bro. God damn. Negativity at its finest. Call this show. Talk to two hating ass niggas.
Hey, Peso, I'm gonna agree with you. Everywhere we go in the South, we gotta play the part. Baldy race, the Bobby Cole.
What are those prices, Cutter?
Hey, Cutter, you lying now, Cutter. They don't charge you to park in Memphis. They don't charge you to park in all them tracks.
Why they don't? It's on the fucking flyer. Yes, they do.
Hey, listen. You don't have to pay for parking.
The only parking pass you gotta pay for is Orlando.
That is not true, dog.
Bobby Cole always have a parking pass.
Everywhere.
Hey, Bobby Cole pay, you have to pay the race. You don't have to pay to get in the park,
if you have a fucking trailer, you don't pay the park.
I've been to anywhere about to call a week late.
Leon, you broke it up.
Come on, Leon.
You come here with a regular car, you got to pay the park. Right. If you pulled in that big car, a golf cart on the back.
Hey, man, listen, man.
This is on there for y'all
to have a successful event. You cannot keep on robbing your own fucking people with that bullshit. $30 a fucking park.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Come on, I'm an event. Hey, if he have a race, he charge y'all park. Don't fucking support his goddamn race.
Yeah.
Fuck wrong with you. You won't even. You won't know what a percent do. You charge a motherfucker to stop your goddamn race, man. The park, man.
Y'all
want to turn
around? Y'all want to support me because I charge for parking?
No, they on your ass because you supposed to race and you didn't race.
Hey, listen. See, they don't never listen. They never complain about that. They never threw an event before. Like, people bring DJs, people bring food and everything, bounce houses for the kids and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's the glue. $1,700 a barrel now.
If you want a good track, listen, Leon,
I got money. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
I'm asking you a question.
Have you been to 42?
Yeah.
Have you been to 42? Did you pay the park?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to pay that motherfucker. But listen, you got to understand, Leon, I have a point. Hold on, because this man throwing, you know what I'm saying? But you don't charge people with a trailer.
Yeah, you don't charge people with a trailer. So you wouldn't have charged people with a regular car.
Right.
You know how many came in with a golf cart, if you came in with a mini bike, anything cool, we don't charge that. We do it to limit the parking.
Why are y'all charging people?
You know why? You remember, bro. You used to be there, Emo.
So you put out a salary on.
Hey, Emo, if we put 2,000, if we let everybody come from the pit side, there's nowhere for race cars.
Everything going up there.
Listen, to see a good race, I'll pay $100 to get in to see a good race. That's just me.
I mean, I don't have no problem with it, but with a mother, I don't have a problem with paying it. But if some of the guys come on and want to answer why
these guys, I charge money to park at every
event. Oh, don't say so. I think you as a promoter, you should come on and address the shit. And then they said you were gay hustling. I think you as a promoter, I think you as a promoter should come on and address the shit. I shouldn't have to go ham to make you come on and address what you're being said. You know what I mean?
Okay, can y'all even hear what he's saying?
Listen, hold on,
he got a lot of
wind.
A lot of background.
I got a lot of wind.
It's horrible.
I'm loading. Hold on. I said, I know I'm the one that's low. I said I shouldn't have to sit on here and go ham for you to come on and address what Junkyard and them saying about what's going on at your show.
Nobody called me. The only person that called me was Lil Will. I'm sitting here just cooking me and my wife a steak dinner, cook my kids some food. I'm chilling. I got to go to work in the morning. I'm relaxing. I unloaded the Panther, my merch trailer, my Corvette, did all my little shit for the day. I haven't been listening to this phone call. Trying to edit some videos, trying to post some photos to everybody. I'm working.
I see Mo.
I don't know where
the hell Panther on a good time, baby.
Man. I mean, I understand that, but I, it's my job to put it out. If something going wrong, Junkyard came on and was upset about something. So I wanted to come on
had a problem.
Listen, though, you can never make everybody happy anyway. Somebody always going to have something bad to say about any and every event. About a perfect event, somebody going to say something. It is what it is.
Look, I get on the phone call and don't hear shit good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just think everything one way like a motherfucker over here. Don't be trying to make this shit work good. Pay good. I had a $6,800 payout last night. $6,800. Ain't nobody did that shit in Michigan right now.
Let me ask you a question.
And I pay another $2,000 on the street car. That's $8,800. Hey, Peso, good job for paying almost $6,000 out this weekend at Mylan Dragway. Good job, Peso.
Hey, let me ask you something. I'm gonna use K as the example. If you have 30 people coming to your, you have 30 people coming to your event, and you second them coming your gate and pulling your gate, and you come up and say, no, you can't go over there. You gotta pay $30. Don't you think some people are gonna be mad? And they don't know nothing about that.
You ain't travel nowhere. You ain't been nowhere. You ain't
been
nowhere.
Been shouting before you even raced. You got me fucked up. You got to. Hey, Peso, that's the shit you be fucking up with. I was racing before you even knew anything about fucking racing, boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So you need to cut that shit out. The only problem with you is you doing shit and you don't tell nobody. When people just pop up and know you charging folks a car with your fucking race, where they advertise that? Show me where they advertise that. Because when I'm looking at your shit, I ain't seen no advertising. It's $30 to get in no goddamn race. So, okay. So, hold on. So, in other words, when you throw a race, you charging people $30 to come in and park at your race. What you saying?
Oh, my God. You not understanding it, my
guy. I'm asking
you
a question. Quick and mad.
You're acting like you're stupid right now. You acting real stupid right now.
I'll show you how stupid it was. I was in person with you.
I didn't charge nobody
$30
to park. Let me explain it to you for the fifth time. If you came to the gate with Mylan Dragways has two entrances. You ain't been there in a while, just so you know. The left side is what we call spectator parking. It has always been that. It has always been the same place they park. And then when that get full, you move across the street. What we started doing since 2000, let me look at my day here. 2014 was if a car came to the gate without a trailer, we will charge actually $50. So we charge $30 for the entire weekend. They get a pit parking pass. We do that to limit the single cars over on the pit side because racers will complain and moan if we allow every single person to park on the pit side. So all it's there for is crowd control. No different than people charging extra money for wristbands.
people are charging $100 to $300 a weekend to have a wristband to stand up front and bet. I don't charge that. People are charging $30 a day for spectating for an event and $60 for a weekend pass. I don't charge that. So only reason we do that, bro, on God, is to eliminate all the cars parking on the pit side and making it difficult for everybody to get back and forth for their cars. We had thousands of people on that side. Man. They had everything over there. We had food trucks. They had a great time for free. They had for free parking. So it's not, I'm not charging for parking. It was free parking, and there's thousands of cars over there to show you that they had no problem parking it.
Hey, face up, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. I can't hear you, bro. It's somebody background. I can't hear them, y'all. Can anybody really hear them?
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
It's not even that. It's like background and it sounds like somebody.
Somebody in the bathroom watching TV. That's what they're doing in a goddamn empty ass bedroom watching TV.
Yeah, it's something. It's something.
I was saying
that they charge to park on the side with the races pretty much everywhere. I think that's what y'all misunderstanding what Peso said. They even do that at the Grove. You know what I'm saying? You could go up to the Grove and they're going to charge you extra to come over there and park next to the trailers and the race cars and shit. That ain't nothing. That ain't, y'all acting like that shit is new. They've been doing that shit everywhere.
And that is be one of something to argue about, man.
It's free parking if you want to walk over to, you know, wherever the, you might have to walk a little bit of distance, but it's always free parking. If you want to park by the race, if you go by the lanes or whatever, however the traffic set up, you got to pay extra. Different places, different places. I go all over the world. Y'all acting like this is something new. I don't understand.
Hey, they gotta stop bashing the brother, man. You know what I'm saying? They gotta uplift the brother. But a lot of niggas don't do, man.
Man, none of these guys do that.
Man, that man ain't doing shit wrong, man. Y'all ain't. You gotta pay $30 for fucking parts. Man, pay the interest. That's not what he's saying, man.
Hey. Them niggas heard Peso was doing something wrong and ran it up.
Hey, Peso, I was trying to say. I'm glad you came out.
Hey, but Will, man, that's why I don't like this shit. It shouldn't even get to that, man. Y'all listen. It's unnecessary. All y'all got to do is ask questions. Nobody want to ask no questions.
Fuck is that with all that noise? How about your mic? You still on? Kimo might have found it. Kimo.
My.
I'm gonna get off the show. Everybody that spoke up, thank you. I appreciate it.
When are you when your next race, Peso?
Don't nobody care on this phone, man. But no, believe it or not, No ET is next weekend. That's not my event, but for everybody that's still trying to test, it's not going to be radio prep. It's going to be more of a slick tire. I'm going to just put that out there. So No ET is next weekend. All tires are allowed. But besides that, July 23rd, we back at Lapeer for the last time for the year. And then you know, after that, we're going to go on to 42. And then after that, we're going to Mayhem back at Milan. And then after that, I'm down south.
Good.
So you ain't got nothing at Lapeer?
Yeah, July 23rd. That's the G-Body. I'm trying to see if we're going to have enough
date.
G-Body.
Come on. July 23rd. When is 42?
August 2nd.
August 2nd.
42 is August 5th and 6th.
Oh, my bad, cut. I knew it was that week. I know it's something.
July
like
23rd, August 5th and 6th. When is Mayhem?
August 26th and 7th.
August what?
26th and August 27th.
Okay. And what y'all got in between now and July 23rd?
Shit, we got next weekend at No Milan. No ET.
No ET. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep. Will, you want to raise that help?
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you know.
Nah.
Yeah,
well, what? Your pickup? You going to
believe? He don't believe like that.
Oh, no. I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that.
Nothing.
$8,800 was played out yesterday in shootout money.
Man, you doing your thing, man. You can't. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't doing nothing. That's what they tell me. You ain't doing shit, so you already got to know that.
I'm all right with it.
Some motherfuckers ain't
going to
agree with you. Some motherfuckers going to say certain shit. It is what it is. But you
get. I just don't understand. I don't understand. If y'all saying Junkyard had all that to say, that's the first man to call me. So I don't know why he would. Or just come to my face. Man, you
no,
come
I'm
to my
saying,
face
hey,
for
I
years.
Saying you. I'm saying, shit, hey, that shit that you did with David Wilson, I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. I feel like you did that shit to get everybody there, and you knew you weren't going to race in the first place. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
If you don't like the way I'm saying it, hit me in the mouth.
Yeah, so you don't think me and C was trying to get our car to work yesterday to race?
Man, you knew you wasn't ready to race that, man. You put that shit up to get everybody there, man. And I told Kamari that from the fucking beginning, you and him ain't going to change my mind.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're that big of enough of a draw to make whatever happened happen any different, respectfully. You act like as if I posted a punk face of a race of actual what people are that turn making.
You knew you
right,
wasn't racing in the beginning. You should have just gave the man the punk
and
been
bro,
done with it.
Bro, so wait, let's be clear. When did I lock this dude in? So you can't say I knew.
You locked him in at the Autorama. You locked
right,
him in the Autorama.
Yeah, that's first.
So, right. So, don't act like I'm going to lock in the race 5 months from now and not be ready.
Over here.
Like, come on, man. That's disrespectful.
I'm just saying, though, but you knew you wasn't going to race, man. He was trying to race you all
so
day.
You
told him you wasn't ready.
You're telling me I knew back then I wasn't going to race, because that's when I locked in the race. You making it sound like this is new. Like I woke up and said, oh, let me lock in David.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm just saying, though, you, man, I ain't even going to do that on the show. I'm going to call you and tell you how I feel.
Thank you. But it ain't no punk pay, bro. We tried, man. We didn't. Skip paid the punk out. Skip never paid the punk out. Shit happened. We tried. The car didn't work.
Yeah, because the track was
I
shit.
I wasn't linking them. Hey, and look, Junk, I can't get mad if we ain't got a time on it, bro. Like, David Wilson and I, we ain't out there like that. This is a friendly, respectful grudge race. This ain't, I'm trying to go down to you because I hate you. This is, hey, I've been knowing you since you was a 14-year-old
kid.
That ain't what I'm saying at all. But I'm just saying, I feel like you bringing emotion into something, and when you take the emotion out of it, it's nothing there. You ain't come up with none of this shit, bro. We locked in at Autorama. So if you take the emotion out of it, hey, these two guys locked in. Aso wasn't ready. We tried to get the car ready. We wanted to get one more hit. You can ask Brandon. Brandon ain't going to get on here and lie. You can ask Tavares. You know my brother ain't going to lie to you.
Come on, man.
You couldn't get the car right. It started to rain, bro. And if the nigga wants the $300, I ain't capping on that. I walked up to him like
a man. I'm just saying, from what I heard, you said that you wasn't paying him nothing. You was waiting until it rang.
Man, that's bullshit. I don't say shit like that. Y'all got to stop that. Like, don't just take what y'all hear and run with it. Call a nigga and ask him. Like, we all brothers on this phone, man. Ain't nobody
right,
trying to
steal right.
Somebody for $300. $300. I was out there in 2 on 10 or better. You can use that excuse. Like, come on, $300, I'm going to ruin a relationship and friendship and my credibility for $300?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You're right. I should have called you and asked you, but a motherfucker told me that. I'm like, what?
Man, no, bro. We was trying, man. And look, Junk, I'm green. We green to the thumbnail, man. We trying, bro. We ain't already perfect for that.
And Peso was trying to get his car down the track yesterday. That there he was trying to do. And my thing on the $30 for parking is to be like this. If you ain't coming in with a race car, if you want to park on the side where race cars is, your ass should be charged
$30. And on top of that,
that's where Hamilton Mike feel about it. You know,
and on top of that, David,
if you
want to
park over
that,
there, spend $30 and park over there. For number one, all of them would be too many race cars over there. And all them other civilian cars need to go on the other side. That's why it's over there. That's how I feel.
And on top of that, David Wilson was in the shootout. It was still 5 cars left in the shootout. So
I was
here.
I seen face on them trying to get their car down. The track just wasn't hard.
Hey, look, I wasn't going to bring that into the equation. But just to add to that, whoever brought that up, thank you, because
that was this Hamilton Mike face.
Yeah, thank you. But no, and thank you, Hamilton. But like, David was racing a shootout. However, he did come up to my brother and was like, "Yo, I'll holler at that
this
day."
Pan,
you know, so I would
this
tell y'all.
Talking,
I would tell
this, you. This pan that said about
hey,
the shootout.
Hey,
let
him
tell
you, right there. Yeah, I will say that David was like, "Hey, you know, if you guys get ready before the shootout, or whatever, we can still do it." I'm like, "Hey, you know," he told my brother that. Bro, T told me. I'm like, "Hey, if we get down, shit, we're going to do it." But clearly David wasn't really trying to get out of a $6,800 shootout for a $1,500 grudge race. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't a part of the equation. I ain't bring that up all day because they ain't got nothing to do with it. The boy was ready. His car was flying. Utmost respect to him and his team for getting it figured out. And when I, hey, he gave me an opportunity to race him. I'm going to race him. That's it.
The race don't happen.
Oh, at 100%. 100%, and we know it's going to happen. That is not a problem. The race I want to happen is me fucking up Leon.
Leon
race on Wednesday.
Hey, let me say this. See, when the shoot on the other side,
Leon,
you might say that. Hold on, let me talk, because you've been talking. Let me talk.
Peso, he said
he's
been, on the mile.
You pick out people when their cars ain't get down the track, which me. When my car won't get down the track, you say how your dick tires, your woolly bars and shit is, but now when you look like shit, now you want everybody to be on your side and pep you on your back and say it's going to be okay. But you got to learn how to take the same jug as you hit
you out.
You
to lock in. Don't tell me what I'm
I will
don't,
not.
Don't,
say
don't,
so.
Wait,
let me say something to you, man. If you really wanted to race me, you were supposed to have a race in the DMV. You've been saying let you test your car. Here it is, June going into July. And you want to holler about the fucking 42. I'm not going to 42 with my car. And I'm willing to take you any one of them checks, Martin
or
Milan, and pull your fucking ass. I'm just telling you what I'm willing to do. I've been saying I ain't going to my the 42 with my car. So I'm going to stay on my slick. Martin said they're going to have a set for slick and radio. If you on radio, you have your lane. And I'm going to be on my slick. That's me not staying Milan. I take Martin. I take Mighty or Martin. Because they say either one of those races. I'm not going no 42 with my car. Any of them other races
so,
I go and fuck you up. That's it. That's all.
So, okay. So, all right. So let me in for Mayhem. 5 on 2000 or better. 8 Mile Pro Tree Saturday, 10 o'clock.
So I'm going to lock you in for Friday. This Friday. 5 on 2000. Off the trailer. No. But that's what the problem. I don't. Hey, Peso, I don't need no. I don't need no event to go fucking racing, man.
Man,
that shit I got can go down anybody.
Hey, listen, y'all. Listen. This is Leon. This is Leon in a nutshell. Hey, y'all. I want to be a grudge racer,
hey,
but I don't want to
shoot. You ain't
shit.
That
support grudge racing.
You always want somebody to go to a fucking event.
You're already dying.
I don't care about no event. You been hollering what you gonna do to me? Now I got all
the fuck out of here.
And I'm not doing what you're doing.
Man,
I'm not doing what you're
you
doing. I'm going to fuck you up. That's
what
I'm going to do to you.
What you doing?
I'm going to fuck you up. We're trying to pick the
here.
Event
you,
and
you
get your ass out.
We should want to put on a show for people. We should want to do
that
for people.
Nigga, I
don't want to
put that show
off.
I'm trying to show it off, nigga. I'm going to show
it
off. I done made the magazine. I done made the internet. Nigga, ain't got to show off from that. But I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. You ain't shit, man.
I bet you my Corvette dyno more than your shit.
You're not shit.
I bet you my Corvette dyno more than your fucking car. Slow ass
I bet you won't lock me in for this Friday. I bet you that.
On a Tuesday.
I bet you that.
A slow motherfucker want to race at a Tuesday.
I bet you that.
You
might
want to
be.
Go on, no
pressure. You said you went there Friday
today.
And you look like shit. You're talking like
go
shit, man. You talk all that
slow
shit.
Ass,
and you can't get out your own way with that raggedy ass car.
And when
you
I
and your brother
right
can't go fucking
run down the track with that piece of shit.
So why don't you just lock me the fuck
hey,
in for Friday? Matter of fact, you don't even have to come off the trailer, man. I'm going to let that weak motherfucker, I'm going to let that weak motherfucker test thing and shit on the be ready to race here at 8 o'clock.
Let me see your dino slit. Let me see how much
more
power you got.
I'm
going to
see race here at 8 o'clock. I'm going to dino on your dumb ass, man. And you ain't having no race,
hey,
you wouldn't be shit.
Hey,
you
race on a Wednesday with no prep. Man, take your ass
over there. I'm your motherfucking ass, man. You been talking that shit. Just like they said, you was bragging about you had a locked in race
hey,
for a Saturday,
hey, talk about
and you come in with
you
the
said.
Fucking rain, man.
Let's talk about
you
were
a coward.
Going on,
you
right.
Only coward. You're a weak
man.
Don't you lock
y'all
the fuck in.
Around, man. And no race one racing on Tuesday to Wednesday. But sorry, to down south on Tuesday all the way around.
You scared to get out there?
He's
throwing
all that shit about what he going to do to me. And here it is now. He won't wait for some fucking 42 shit.
I ain't
want to
go. No,
hey,
you
got to
run
your ass.
Run your ass. Run your ass. Run your goddamn man and get out there and get
Johnny
some money.
Johnny Quick doing no prep tryouts, man.
Your weak ass. You weak, man. And you weak. You cop pretty for nothing. Weak motherfucker.
Leon, how was he? No prep.
Leon, how was he? Leon, how was he standing around waiting on the rain, man?
Hey,
shootout.
Hey, Pat, I'm not talking to you. I'm trying to get a locked-in race. Stand down, man. I'm going to see if this boy will get out on Friday, man.
You ain't trying to get shit
locked in. July, damn near here, and he still ain't doing shit. Now he on his phone talking about, I'm trying to get my car right. Nigga, you said that 3 months ago you was testing your car. If you ain't got that shit figured out there, put that shit out.
Motherfucker.
Hey, Leon.
You want all over everything. You want to lock me the fuck in now, boy. Lock me the fuck in. That's what you need to do. Watch what I put on your ass.
August 5th or the 6th. Lock in.
Hey, Peso, you can't fucking bet enough, man. I don't give a fuck what you want to bet.
Man,
lock the fuck in.
Shut up.
Well, okay then. Well, okay then. I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. I ain't got none. I got something to put on your motherfucking ass. That's what I got. You know you can't fuck with me. That's why you did what you did this weekend. That weak shit you got.
Whole lot of camera going all around this fella.
I want to race at an event.
I'm going to beat the hell out of this old weak ass peso. He won't lock me the fuck in.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
For Friday. For Friday.
Anybody else want to talk about something that
want to race for a fucking event so you can get 30 hours from a motherfucker?
No, you want to race down no prep with your slow ass shit. I would too.
Nah,
I told you to go race
the
Pedro.
You better tell your brother go to Roy Hill driving school because he don't even know how to do a fucking burnout. You talking about whooping on somebody?
Oh, man.
That's why you waiting on that rain, man.
He do one better.
That
than
man can't even do a fucking rain. That man can't even do a burnout, man. He has to bag his ass up.
I bet he do better than you. I bet we cut better trees than you.
Well, lock that lie in then. For Friday, let's see.
You wanna,
let's see if we can do that.
You wanna race
lock
over?
Lock that lie in.
Yeah.
Lock that lie in. How? They're going to prep.
No prep.
They're going to prep the track for you. They're going to prep it for you.
That don't even make sense. You wouldn't understand.
You
don't have a radio car.
Hey, when you just had a track and they say the track wasn't shit last night, when you just had a track?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Do you want to lock in for 42 or Mayhem? It's not.
I'm
going to
lock
no
in for 42 on Martin. Hey, you know what I do for you?
I'll
pull your ass out Friday at Martin, man. I'll pull your ass at Martin, man. Matter of fact, you know what? I ain't even got to work Friday. I'm off on Friday. I'll fuck you up Friday at Miley.
We can't
fuck you
up
Friday
at
Miley.
They ain't got time for slow cars. They ain't got time for a fucking hypocrite trying to beat up on that entry fee shit.
Weak motherfucker.
Hey,
pick that slow ass Mustang and go to the car show with that shit. Leave these ghetto cars alone. Say fuck with me. That's all you gonna get. Now you know what? That's the best thing you say all day. That's all you gonna get.
I'm gonna win car show and I'm gonna beat
you. I come to mind for you Friday. Now go talk to your brother about that.
Hey, you know what? Go ahead and get cats on your shoulders. You talking shit.
Yeah.
I gotta leave the fucking car on second gear and motor against your boo.
Okay, we're locked in.
Hey, you might get a phone call this week. Keep on talking. I like the way you talk.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on talking. You said Friday. Don't forget that. Y'all heard him. He said Friday, Miley Dragway. You about to get tapped on the shoulder.
Oh, shit.
The Milan on Plank Road.
No, the one in Italy. Because he ain't going to show up.
Boy, it's talking good. Whoa. What'd he say? He going to lock me in? Did somebody say he's going to lock me in?
Say
he's going
to give me a call Friday. Before Friday.
Well, he need to, hold on. Well, Timo, he need to call them right now. I'm sick of that fucking Leon. He's going to lock me in for Friday, bro. What you want to do? Go to Real Roy Hill School, start tomorrow, and come Thursday, he'll be at the track and ready for me.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. I'm going to put that goddamn drop top on.
They won't let
Who else track it open on Friday if I can fuck him up? I don't give a fuck what track we go through up there. What is that goddamn steel yard at? That steel yard track. What's that called?
The
pit. I'll take his weak ass up there.
What you doing? You just heard him.
I take his ass up there. Show him he ain't doing shit. See, that's what happened when you talk about somebody else and you have more bad luck than the next man do. Y'all just tell the boy when he damn when he fucking up. He don't like what somebody did on his ass when he having bad luck. Go on with your show, Kimo. He said it out of his fucking material. Yeah, he can't even do a burnout. That shit done got up. Bubba can't even do a goddamn burnout talking about some goddamn Lapierre.
My.
Go back to the water box and go watch how you hit the brake and the trans brake and shit. Fuck that boy up. And I'm going to come off the trailer. He ain't got to come off no trailer. Let me show you, but I can tell him.
Whole lot of goddamn camping going on around this motherfucker.
Hello.
You boys
smiling on this motherfucker today, baby. Hey, you let these old motherfuckers hear these rap songs. They know they be repeating that shit, don't they, keep up?
I know who it is.
Oh, what the cafe going? They ain't even know what the fuck cafe was. But I ain't know what cafe mean. Lord, have mercy. Kid done got him started. Kid, that's all Kid for.
Oh man.
Going on? Good God Almighty.
Say it again. Pop, tell him it's a whole lot of work going on, Pop.
Oh, man. Pop's coming in and says
a whole lot of
stuff going
on this
stuff.
Ah, shit,
they
be sitting there listening to
us.
That's what it is, so far.
Hey, Kimo, that's
not
like
Bud's
granddaddy saying that.
Y'all better
get that goddamn get that motherfucking peso. He running around there hot and he ready to race, and he still out here testing. She said, boy, how to do a burnout.
They gonna learn, man. They gonna get it. Yeah, ain't gonna get it. They gonna get it, baby. Shit.
He told him, Kimo, he told him go get him. He looked like he looked the other night.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give somebody.
What? They say someone looking bad, man.
Man, come on, man. Much he been on that Facebook advertising that race, what he going to do is he got this goods race locked in, and then he come over here to the man, and he pay the man for the punk out. Hey, let me get some ketchup.
Not the strong arm robbery.
Damn. I wish that old cat hit that. There's a whole lot of cap going on one more time. For the night out. Hit it one more time, Grandpa.
Hey, Kimo. See that? You kind of was hitting it on the money, Kimo. But see, I noticed when you get on the motherfucker ass, some bitches get quiet and get scared. Is that the truth? When you talk about somebody else like me, I talk shit about a motherfucker, but when I go out there look like garbage, they be all over my ass. This man advertising his fucking race.
My. Well, I had
getting at it, huh?
Oh, yeah, they was talking real good, Kimo. They was on somebody ass. Peso can't win them comps. I don't know why he can't. But the Mavs got whooped. The Mavs did get whooped.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, as I will. They say my man Hambone got him a W. I'm happy to hear that. They say his son got out that bitch and said, niggas can't fuck with me. Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Did you ever get Never Seen Red on?
Red might have been on and didn't say nothing. I had to put a call on. I mean, I was stepped away from the board.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah, come on with it.
If that's saying these son of bitches stop saying, stop talking about somebody's shit when they can't take it, when they shit ain't doing shit. That's what they need to do.
Because
I know how I feel when your shit can't get out your own way. You've been talking all this shit.
That's your case you're
going to put forward? Who you referring to?
I'm going to go.
Are you talking to Pastor about some other
guy? You up there, you do a lot of kissing ass, Will. I'm going to tell you, kiss ass and cover up shit. You need to cut that
That's
shit
man.
Out. When a motherfucker be on
man.
Your ass, you
not
open up on the freight train. Right now, you sucking it up. You
not
know
the
what
booty
these motherfuckers be doing with their phone ass? Y'all don't tell a motherfucker when they ain't doing shit right. You know that motherfucker ain't doing shit right. Young guy had to clean his shit up, man. If he just told that shit in the first place, he wouldn't be talking about it. But I'm going to talk about his raggedy-ass car because this car ain't did shit. And y'all know he ain't did shit. You better kept my mouth in the name for a whole fucking year. It ain't did a goddamn thing. He got oil pressure. He been had oil pressure. It ain't whooped nobody. Can't whoop nobody.
Y'all race.
You over here covering up a motherfucker. And he keep my name in his mouth and can't whoop nobody. Stay on, motherfucker, when they fuck up, Will.
No, I can't do that. I mean, I ain't got no car no more, so I can't ride no
car. You got damn no car. You still...
The first thing they gonna say, where your car at? And what I'm gonna say, I ain't got one. So I just come. I let y'all do all that shit.
I heard you coming up to shit. You tried to stop Kimo. Kimo won't say what he won't say. Don't speak Kimo how to stop.
Y'all can't bash.
So when they get on
Kimo, we don't bash no promoters on the show
Will. Stop it, Will. Don't say that. Now, we don't get into that.
We don't
bash
no promoters on the national show. Y'all get on the front, on the morning show, do what y'all got to do.
That ain't got nothing to do with that. We ain't talking about no morning show. You open up another can of worms. I'm talking about right now. Fuck the morning show. We ain't talking about no motherfucking morning show.
Okay.
When a motherfucker get caught in his bullshit, you should let him know.
No,
you know that nigga been keeping my name in his goddamn mouth all year. Now he got oil pressure and he's still testing.
I believe he's going to grab you. I believe he's going to grab
you. I ain't going to grab me. All he want to do is go to an event. Hey, Will, only way a motherfucker want to grab somebody at an event, he want to go there, show he got a pretty car, and show he look like shit. Everybody on this phone know I'm not going to no fucking radio prep check with my car because I'm not taking my slicks off. So I picked the track that going to give us both. One going to give you slick, one going to give you radio. That's why I picked that. I'm not going to them tracks for no goddamn radio shit. You won that. But knowing him, he probably can't win shit because he claimed he was at a gluey track. He showed they dragged the tires and all that shit, and he still knocked them off. You know what happened,
Bill. Lord have mercy.
Motherfucker. And I say what I say, it ain't taking shit back. You weak motherfuckers, I got oil pressure now, goddammit. Fuck you.
You don't have, y'all. You don't have.
And it's going down the track. Now. Stop talking shit if you can't whip me.
Well,
I'm going to get on your ass. Slow motherfucker. You look, you spend all your money in pretty, and your damn brother can't drive.
Damn.
I don't even know him, but he can't drive. We're looking at him. Come on, Roy Hill. That's what y'all need to lead him to.
Oh, man.
Let him go to Roy Hill.
Not Roy Hill in North Carolina.
So, hey, kid, somebody fucking me up the way that mother in 69 just dope out that goddamn start line. Well, he look, I get. Fuck that boy up.
Hmm.
Leon,
what's the
69
do?
I've been 110 at 41 chemo, and I ain't done. I ain't shame, because it got more, it got a lot in it.
Hey.
Fuck that boy well up.
Hey, you say it's...
I got some poor motherfucker's ass, Timo, that's all. And he always hollered what he's going to do to me. He need to do it. That's all he need to do.
773-2222. Your mic on. 773.
Yeah. What up, Juice, man? Kimo wants you, Juice, man. Kimo wants you. There you go, Kimo.
Juice, man, let's say you had a race.
Huh?
You raced Hamilton Mike this weekend?
Yeah.
What happened, man?
Oh, man, some shit that ain't never happened to my car, man. I don't know. I held the trans brake, hit the gas, and it didn't do nothing. It didn't do nothing at all. And I let the trans brake go, and it's like it thawed, man. Then it took off. Then it just took off. I don't know. It was all fucked up, man. But I don't know, man. I got to see what's going on with that. I'm like, all this time, my car ain't never, man. My car been consistent, man. And I do some bullshit when I race them. But
he said he'd race
me back.
When you want to, you think you're going to have it all done before the race at Lapeer?
Oh, I don't know, man. I really wasn't coming back out until 42. What's going on at Lapeer?
I guess we're going to try to get the G-Body shootout going. I got to get with Peso and see what we're going to do, but we probably going to have one there real quick and then one at 42, but I mean if we can't get it to 23rd, we just shoot for 42. We need to get these G bodies rolling, man. Too many of them. Yeah. It's too many, man, you know. Bad blood back out. Junk on his way. You got Brown Boo out. James Black got two. I mean, it's Anthrax coming out. Mike Hamilton. I mean, I don't understand why we can't. You know what I'm saying? Get one going and then get another one somewhere. I mean, we need to bounce these G bodies around. Too many of them. I mean, that's all I think we're gonna get up here because. Shit, ain't no G bodies gonna run no Mustang. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think. You know, but I mean, like I say, I mean, they got July 23rd at Lapeer. I mean, you know, if you want to, y'all got to break y'all top. How many times you beat Hamilton Mike? Twice?
Man, hell no, I beat him like four times.
Oh, whoa! So he won it. He 1-4 with you, and you 4-1 with him. So yeah, y'all need to go on and get it on at Lapeer, and then goddamn it, and go on and get it on at 42. Shit, I mean that's a rivalry right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it right before then. So, I don't know, I ain't for sure yet, but
boy that goddamn hold on. I know. Hold on, Juice. Watch this, Juice. Hold on. Wait, yeah. Hold on. Watch this. Wait a minute. All right, hold on.
Somebody
what up? Big Ham, what's up, Big Ham?
What up, though?
Well, you feel good. You told me yesterday you was gonna get that lick back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now you got to get three more. He's still up on you, right?
Yeah. Well, I tried to do something with him again last night. He said he couldn't do nothing right then and there.
Yeah, he said his car was messed up. He said he gonna get it looked over. Would you be willing to dance with him at Lapeer on the 23rd of July? And then again at 42.
Yeah, he said something about 42. I told him I tangled with him at 42.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if he ready to tangle before, would you be willing to try to give him another lick July 23rd, and then give him another lick at 42?
Most definitely.
Okay. Juice man, you heard that? Get that thing together. That man said he got three more lumps to give you.
You know, Juice, we ain't got to be back and forth and around everybody. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, well, he gonna get it looked over, and you But you will go to the 23rd, and you most definitely going to be at 42.
The 23rd, that's a Saturday, I take it.
Yeah, at Lapeer.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as I got, you know what I'm saying, a couple of my people with me, with my son, you know what I'm saying, I'm good. I'm with
it. Yeah. Is Eric Miller ready to grudge, or he just still, you know, doing Eric Miller testing?
Well, you know, that's a new setup for E, so, you know, he's messing with the car. The car'll be all right. He just have to get used to it.
Okay.
He'll be all right.
Okay.
You know, Eric don't shoot nitrous, man. You know, Eric run on motor. He don't shoot nitrous.
Yeah. What about Mike Dice, man? He been at the car shows, but he won't come to the track with them cars, man. I need, you know, what's wrong with me?
My thing is, man, I can't, you know, I have to worry about Uno, Brother Pine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't worry about, you know, I talk with my buddies and I tell them what's I feel that's best for them to do. So they have
mm-hmm.
to take it from there. That's all I can do.
Okay. Well, shit, man. I mean, dude's going to say he got to get his car looked over, you know.
I know he had a situation going on with it. They had that motherfucker on fire last night.
What they had on fire? They tune up?
Yeah, he had that motherfucker on kill. I felt the heat in my car. Myra had that motherfucker ready to pour the concrete up.
Put your ass on fire, you keep on talking shit.
Yeah, by then I can be ready to put some real nitrous in it. I can only use 15%.
Mm-hmm. So what you saying? What ain't holding? You ain't holding it? Junior ain't holding it, or the car ain't holding it?
The track wasn't holding it.
Oh.
When I try to leave on 30% or better, you know what I'm saying? It just kill it.
So, whoa. So you mean to tell me you whooped Juice Man with 15% of nitrous all the way down?
That's all it is. I need tires on my car, man. No tire. I didn't know Rich showed me that date code on that tire. It's 2015, man. I didn't know nothing about that. Those tires
mm-hmm.
on that car when I bought it from Doozy.
Yeah.
So I need. I got to put some tires on it. It's okay. I'm put some
mm-hmm.
drag radios on it.
So if Juice ready to go to 23rd, you will entertain him. And,
my car ready now. Nothing wrong with it.
Good God Almighty! I don't know what Juice Man with you.
Hey, Pine. One thing about me, I come to the track. You don't see me oiling nothing down. You don't see me wasting no oil. You don't see me doing none of that. My car gonna always make a clean pass. Always.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike.
What's up?
Why? When you going to show Mike Dice your remedy?
Hey, man, you know, everybody got their own plan. You know what I'm saying? I didn't
mm-hmm.
build Mike's motor. I only built mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't never took the valve covers off of it. And everybody say I'm lying. But nobody know, but Eric, I ain't never put the valve covers off that car. It's the last no valve. For what?
Yeah, I hear you.
As long as they run the same number, ain't no use to it.
So basically you're saying you about ready to grab old Skipper then, huh?
I'm going to grab a hold to him, too. And I'm going to grab a hold to Quarantine at 42.
Ooh.
I have my car ready. I'll be ready to leave on 60%. Now, I do that, and I know what's up.
So, look like to me.
I was on the phone with Jesse James. Tonight, and I told him I would grab a hold to his ass at 42.
Good. God almighty. Well, I mean, looks like to me we might can have a little quick four-car shootout somewhere. 4, 8, 12? Shit.
Pine, you the man. All you got to do is put it together. You know automatically. You ain't even got a car. I'm with the mic and see if he in.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. You can't be putting them chassis. Them got them chassis cars all in with it. And make sure you get dog in.
Let me see.
It's enough G buttons.
You got.
Anybody holler my name?
Uh oh. There go James Black right there, Mike.
Man, hell with James Black. That's my man. I told him that now. I'm going to grab a hold to his ass at 42. You know what I told him?
Yes, sir. You know, I was just wondering, like, you know, we both have oil pressure, you know, get a tank, juice, man. I was just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, that's all. I know me and you talk on the back line, Hamilton Mike.
That's right. So everybody got to know what we talk about.
Yes, sir.
We said what we wanted to say earlier today on the phone. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a date. That's on the calendar. You ain't even got to worry about that because it's going down.
Okay. But we own the property.
Huh? Just
make sure both cars don't ever roll up to the water box together.
Yeah, they're going to roll up in the water box together.
I'm going back on me, man. Y'all fellas, I got my asshole blowed out this weekend, you know. Shit don't always go as planned. We know this will track right.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't, James.
They go get their laughs and giggles off. You know, I sent the car to look down the mile.
And you know what, James? Since we're on the phone, you know what I'm saying. If you let me get up and out of there, you can drive your gray car.
I'm saying I need a back tire.
No, just let me get out of there and drive your car.
Let me get out of there
and let Brandon drive your car.
I said I need a back tire with quarantine for Lapeer race.
You do what?
I need a back tire for Lapeer race. For quarantine.
And you gonna make me come?
Yes, sir. Well, we'll talk about it on the back show, but you got the back tire with quarantine if you make it.
Okay.
You talking about on the 23rd. Oh, okay, James.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, y'all heard it, right?
If you can make it, everybody heard it.
All y'all got to do is come up with a time and a deposit and just give me the money when y'all come in the gate.
Y'all can verbally lock that right now.
We'll just
do that right after the shootout. That's the backstage goddamn time. If they got a shootout, I'm going to put quarantine.
Oh, man, not the backstage car.
Hey. Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
You know that goes the other way around, too, don't you?
James, myself, I see I cannot handle that. But we all know quarantine.
You know that goes the other way. You know you can get the motherfucking back tie, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can get a back tie. Oh, you want to get quarantine in the back tie?
No, I'm just saying, that can work your way, too, now.
I can get the back tie. I mean, if you give me the back tie, I ain't going to deny it, man. I'll take it. I don't think
you're
going to like it, but y'all take it.
All right.
If you want to run me head up, I'll run you head up, but if you feel that you don't
Hey, James, just being real with you, I wouldn't want it no other way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't want it no other way.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, you know, we ain't got to do this for the talk show, Amateur Mike. With all these G-bodies up here in Michigan, I just want y'all to know y'all is on notice. Been sticking since we these tracks are.
So you got you got all our name on paper and we all on notice, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is just not going for you.
Hey, James. Hey, James.
Yeah.
You my man. We ain't never had no problem. But I'm putting your ass on notice, too.
Okay. Well, you know, I ain't hard to find.
See, they already told me, as soon as I beat your ass, I'm not getting no races.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, down the clock. Wait, what you talking about? Quarantine? Quarantine ain't nobody's
right.
Place there, man. That ain't nothing to, I don't know why
No, but I'm just saying, quarantine been whooping on everybody. So when I, you know what I'm saying, when I run out your life, then what?
Oh, you going to run out of quarantine life? You don't have to tell me that. No, I'm a pain freak.
Look at the 23rd. That's July the 23rd, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what can happen between 9 and 23rd?
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, they got tested soon at 131 or every weekend or every Wednesday. All you got to do is give me a jingle, Hamilton Mike. I don't have to wait.
I tell you what you can do, too, now. You can get your ass up there miling this Wednesday if you want to talk shit.
Nah, shit. I don't want to get on no slippery pavement, Mike. I want to run you.
Yeah, you want everything to work in your favor. Get your ass up to miling this Wednesday,
and we can
tangle.
I just want to go on a decent track. That's it, Mike. That's it.
Miling will be decent. It'll be decent. Come to miling Wednesday, and I'll run you head up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to turn around and let you leave.
Damn. You gonna let me leave?
I ain't stuttering, James.
Damn,
I'm not stuttering.
We all know you got some pussy flies on the back of that car, man.
I got some who?
The flicks on it, man.
Yeah, I got flicks on it.
Okay,
and I have some brand new motherfucking gym shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Be no more breaking traction halfway to track with me no more.
Nah, but 23rd, if you want to see me up there, I'll go on the same.
Wednesday?
I'll see you when I see you. I'm Mike, 42.
Yeah, but how you know I'm going to be ready when you want to race? How you know I'm going to be ready when you want to race? Why can't we just say we just do it this Wednesday and get it out the way? I told you that my car wouldn't accept no nitrous from the word go. But that problem is taken care of, man. So, you know, let's just go on and get it out the way.
Yeah, I ain't going to do it on no track. But I ain't going to do that on no track without no glue on myself. I can't do that.
Put you some motherfucking slicks on then. And meet me this Wednesday at Myland. Put you on a pair of slicks.
Glue is already going fucked up. I just got my asshole glued off tonight. The glue is already fucked up out here. The day I gotta take my motherfucking drag radios off my car is the day I put that bitch in the garage and I'm gonna go buy me a boat. Me and the wife, we already tired of me racing anyway. I'm gonna go buy me a boat.
Hey. I got one. You can just come and hang out on mine with me.
Oh, that's man, not the Detroit River.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the day I got to take the radio off and put some flakes on my car, I'm going to put it in the garage, man. I just thought
maybe you would do it just for that Wednesday.
I think the bag on steel, but that last this weekend, oh, my God. That new glue, man, it's what they call that, the blue glue, or the blue, whatever the fuck. Can somebody figure it out? Be on a long ride, fellas. And that's everywhere. They ain't got the real glue no more. So, it's going to be a long ride, fellas. So y'all get y'all giggles and laughs off on this weekend with me. I kept blowing the tires off. I was down there, you know, trying to handle my car, you know, I ain't got no tuner or nothing with me, and, you know, shit. I know how that shit goes.
I don't even have one of them. I'm my own tuner. I do my shit myself.
I don't have no tuner for quarantine, because I can handle quarantine myself, but the other car's a little much more than I can handle. I'm trying
right.
to
understand that. I understand
like
that.
I had to learn quarantine. I'm in the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to keep knocking tires off with your motor like that. You know what I mean?
No, I don't want you to knock the tires off.
They don't like that. The motors don't like that. But if you come on 23rd or on 23rd Peso next event at the pier, and we both on premises, and you feeling, you know, you feeling yourself, or you,
I don't call fucking with nobody. That's something I don't do. I don't do that. Everybody always call me.
I want to know what happened with, because, you know, I was going back with the Fords while I was out of town at the other race. Like, you know, I was talking to Brando. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to figure out what happened to Waikiki and them boys from Pontiac. They made a statement that they wanted to run quarantine last night for seeing them boys. What, they bit their tongue or somebody cut their tongue off or something? I don't know.
James Black, I gotta say this.
I don't know nothing about it. All I heard over the loudspeaker that quarantine was looking for Waikiki.
Yeah.
I thought Brandon didn't want
to
race because
he had something
to do.
No. Waikiki had said something to Brando. And, you know, after we made our hit.
Yeah, but I thought Brandon said he ain't going to race the tires. Brandon said he had something to do, right?
He wasn't going to race what car?
They wasn't going to race no more.
You talking about yesterday?
Too, right? Yeah.
He did. No, I mean, Brando, he just filled in for me because I had two races locked in. So, you know, Young Money, he did his Young Money.
I thought Brandon said he had something to do. He wasn't going to race that no more After that race last night. Now he
won't
go never race.
No. We was looking to entertain. I mean, who's going to turn down some money, Kimo? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You going to stop for getting some money to run away? Come on now, Kimo. Where you at? Ain't you working right now?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Brando said he had something else to go do. But if he going to make some money, why would he go do? Right. But he ain't leaving right away.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't want to race your car.
I mean, he probably did have something to do,
but maybe he didn't want to race your car no more without you being there, out of respect for you.
I gave him permission. It wasn't on Waikiki and them. I was just trying to figure out. They said something first, and then after they seen the hit, they didn't want to do nothing. That's all I'm trying to figure out.
They don't understand it. Then I get y'all back tires, y'all blow my asshole out. Get a show, something else to laugh about.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, as far as I know, unless somebody step up and prove me otherwise, I got the motherfucking baddest small block G body in the Midwest. I ain't just saying me.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody want to step up, get their ass on down. Got all steel, got them G body for the small block in it. Get their ass up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Black, you left out the no cage part.
No, I don't need the no cage. I don't need that. All you got to do is answer my call, okay? The door is open. Walk on in.
Mm-hmm.
You got oil pressure. If you ain't just on the phone parking, you know, just want to say something, be saying something. If you do got on first, get your ass on up here. If you ain't got nothing, get your ass on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
I go for Brown Boo. Reggie, I know you said the car was down, so I ain't going to say nothing to you. But the rest of y'all with these G-bodies, get your ass out. Some of these big blocks, too. Mm-hmm. I don't give two fucks about them.
Damn. How long you been holding that in, James Black?
I don't know. You know. How they do it. Now, these Mustangs, now, you know, they're a little bit too light for quarantine, man. You know? But these G-bodies, man,
They don't really want no problems, right? Mm-hmm.
Hey, Black, are you going to run your cousin back?
You say, am I going to do what?
You going to run your cousin back?
Am I going to run who back? Who back?
Show enough.
I told him I wasn't going to race him no more, but if Cuz get out here and get out of line, yeah, I'm going to stop the process.
I just was asking.
I will be there July 23rd. If he get out of line,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go across his ass. But I told him I wasn't gonna race no more. But if Nasty get him the curse, gonna get his ass on up there, I'm gonna go clean across the back side. You know that's my cousin, but you know we both competitors. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just said, you know, he can go race somebody else. Me and him be racing each other. He can go race somebody else. But I know they still had this thought in their head that they think showing up is fast on the team. You know, we still,
mm-hmm.
it's like, he can get on up there, Timo. That's what I'm telling you. I know y'all have y'all little inside thing going on. You and Nappy and Cuz and get him up there. You got that bet, Timo.
What bet you got?
Shit. Whatever bet you want. You know, we don't turn our collars down. That's like last night. You know, I knocking the tires off. We made it down the track one time. But I wasn't going to leave from down south and not race nobody. So I said, fuck, we going to gamble. No. We got up there
mm-hmm.
and gamble. Nope. We try to turn the truck down, thinking we was going to go down the track and start knocking the tire off. We lost. You know what I mean? It's a part of the gamble, man. I didn't want to be driving down
mm-hmm.
there. I ain't race nobody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
The track wasn't as good as supposed to be. You know, I don't like to talk about people's tracks and all that, but, you know, everybody about to be working with this blue. So it ain't just going to be there. It's going to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had quarantine down there, quarantine would work. Quarantine working mud. Quarantine don't have
mm-hmm.
much support power, you know, these big caliber cars.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all see, it's coming.
Well, it sounds like you need to invest in a stack.
That's the hood rat car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't
that's
a
hood rat.
Yeah, he a hood rat car. He's just for the hood. No.
He's
for the neighborhood, man.
Mm-hmm.
I really get close to putting quarantine in the corner and putting my focus on set.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should do because
Justin,
you ain't got a handle on
that
at all.
Nah, I ain't gonna say at all, Timo. I just told you the track wasn't it. I damn near when I came
that's
off party and
I made him
hit Thursday.
Hey,
James, Anthony, he's a driver and he's a tuner. I just said that, you
mm-hmm.
know, I'm not a tuner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm learning something new. That's a totally different caliber car for quarantine to Jesse James.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yeah.
that when you finally do get out here, Timo, and you start messing with your car? Well, I'm quite sure you don't come to the track with you a tuner. But if you were messing
mm-hmm.
with it by yourself, you be feeling the same thing too, and you probably wouldn't race, Timo. You probably just chase, shaking until you break.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, you probably just shake and break, shake until you break.
I don't,
you know,
mm-hmm.
what everybody went up with these type of caliber cars. How many of them they race this year? They just been shaking. I just been seeing we was that ugly. I'm just seeing cars go down the track. They making it down the track. Why they ain't racing now?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talk about me, but it ain't one time I done went to the track and I have not raced. If my car go down the track, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try something. That's what we putting them together for. Put them together and gamble. There's only two ways we can go. You're gonna win or you're gonna lose. That's the only way I see it. You know, the luck ain't been too good this year. I mean, fuck it. It might make it even better for me. So when I do get a hold to it, and them ducks keep dumping their head out there, I'm gonna tear it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, y'all back
yet, man? I'm going to go back on back. Yeah, we back in the city, man. About to unload the car. Give me a hot meal. Kick my feet up. Give me a hot shower.
Hold it about 900 miles. 900 mile trip?
Throw my ass up. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
We had stopped off in Tennessee today, ER. They sold us up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I want to give out to them boys who we raced with that car. They messed their car up pretty bad, man. I hate to see what people set their car up.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the wall?
Yeah, they hit the wall.
Mark Black? Great.
It looked like they burnt that motherfucker up for work though. That bitch was smoking for work though. They had a hot boy tune up.
It happens.
Wait a minute, Duval, why are you saying goddamn? What happened? What's going on?
Goddamn.
Duval,
what's that Duval saying goddamn?
No, sir, I'm on mute.
What the hell is that there, goddamn? Somebody must be talking about saying flat. Goddamn. What the fuck is
that,
man? Can that caller tell me why he saying goddamn? What the fuck's going on with you, caller? You
saying
goddamn, folks? My bad. See more than that was me, man. I was pulling the rest of my foot out of Okay. Goddamn.
Man, Stutterbug. Look, that Stutterbug was shining, man. They come to the line with Commodores on the side. That's what he said. What the fuck? Goddamn, Stutterbug won't even get on the show, man.
But we're gonna catch him in my ass. That's Lord. Did you burn city burn seat? Burn out? That's Lord. I wanna know
where Stutterbug at.
Let me see if he
answers.
Let me see if he
answers.
Kimo, hold on.
He gonna see my number pop up and say, goddamn.
God damn. It's a fucking foot deep in the son of a van. God damn. Shut up. Where you at, baby?
No, Kimo, he didn't answer.
God damn.
I know it. I know he wasn't going to do that. Damn. Well, look like the show to shut down on us, brother. We're going to do this again next week, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just got off. Damn, Brandon.
What I missed?
Brandon, can you tell us what happened, man? What happened with all Stutterbug?
Shit, it ain't pull off.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Let's stand it. James Black. I got a check that said it. James Black said, punk out and lose it. Yes, he did. Yes, he made the punk out and lose and lost.
Oh, yes, he did. Hey, go put your goddamn shoes on, you fucking hillbilly.
Sorry, y'all. I'm very cool.
Well, man, we're going to go on and get the showdown, man. Ain't nothing popping. I see y'all. Same time, same station next week.
I know all too well the myth that says my same old age, and it's just not true. So I prepare myself because it matters. And then when I start by washing my face with air,
look at those air masks.
My skin feels clean and hydrated.